Okay, we're coming back in. This is the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. PJ Barden is my name. And before I come to this article about LED lighting, just one good news story from France. And by the way, the Yellow Vest movement, there has been mass censorship in France and Britain and America, not covering what's going on there. But I should give out every weekend. I don't have it at hand. A young girl that the UK column has brought in from a female sister from France because she was threatened and attacked by the police for representing the LFS, Poulicon. But she has a French and an English website telling the truth about what's going on with the LFS. But anyway, French court rules against utility smart meters because they are making people sick. And it shows them here. Me and Frank writing this article in Activist Post, and he's saying tens of millions of utility smart meters have been installed throughout the US and around the world, so it's likely that they have are installed on your home throughout your community, whether you know it or not. A documentary was produced about them, Take Back Your Power, because there are so many problems associated with them, including adverse health and fires. Merci beaucoup, he said to the French court, for ruling against these dastardly devices for health reasons, and to the lawyer who continued the fight on behalf of the complainants. A French court has ordered that the removal of the controversial Linky electricity smart meter from 13 homes for medical reasons. The tribunal, the Grand Assistant TGI, or Civil Court of Tours, considered the case of 121 anti Linky complaints, this is the brand name of their meters, and threw out 108 of the claims. Remaining 13 were accepted, with the court conceding a possible link between their medical complaints and the Linky smart meters. One included a 7-year-old child living in Tours, Tours, a town in France. The court said is a state of chronic fatigue and having difficulty sleeping, as proven as a medical note, which would be linked to the smart meter. But again, this is LED lighting and or smart meters cause these problems. Lawyers for complainants Salon Durand said that he would push for compensation for the people who will be able to live at home. In June 2017, medical safety agencies in France, it's a long French name, ANSES, included that the meters could be linked to some health doubts, including the possible consequences of exposure to electromagnetic fields. He, Durand, is now hoping to bring more cases against the installation of smart meters throughout France. The country has already seen 22 cases brought to court, including in Reims, Toulouse, Bordeaux. Many claims were thrown out, except for a few complainants who cited electronic sensitivity to these matters. But anyway, it goes on to reference to videos, etc. But they're beginning to win the battle in France on smart meters, at any rate. Okay, this story here. My kids would wake up 40 times a night. In the BBC story from the Victoria Derbyshire programme, written by Lewis Lee Ray. But it is a shocking story, but they're leaving out the calls. Imagine that. And this woman, Jackie Wolstenholme, looked like she hadn't slept for months. A pioneering scheme in Sheffield has helped boost children's sleep by, this is the treatment for the condition, by 2.4 hours a night. They're sleeping 2.4 hours a night. NHS England says, how does a sleep clinic look to improve the lives of families? A sleep clinic? Get rid of the frigging LED lighting. This is the NHS attacking people coming in with a complaint. That's basically what's going on here. They were waking up anything from 10 to 40 times a night, these children. Now, that's no exaggeration, says Jackie Wolstenholme, remembering her restless nights trying to nurse her twin daughters, Jessica and Jasmine, back to sleep. The now 4-year-olds have always had sufficient difficulty sleeping, but the evenings and nights became something to dread. At around 3 months old, when a lot of babies start to settle, things were just getting worse and worse and worse. They hardly ever slept. Jackie tells BBC to Victoria's Derbyshire, your program. I would have one in bed with me, and the other one would who would be with her husband Julian in another room. He was trying to settle one, I was trying to settle the other. It began to take a toll on both parents, who themselves became sleep-deprived. Jackie has planned to return to her job in graphic design after 12 months, but it became clear there was absolutely no way this could happen. She said, my husband was having trouble holding down his job, she says, sheer exhaustion. The Wilson homes are far from alone. The Professor Heather Elphick says the UK is in the midst of a hidden public health crisis when it comes to sleep. Well, this stupid woman should find out about. That's from my phone call at 9 o'clock this morning. It's going to be about. As we're going after this Witch magazine, which put out 36 pages of monumental crap about meters, side meters, and not once referring to the problem. How to make your home a smart home. Good God. There are more children who can't sleep than we realize, and I think it's something parents are not happy to talk about, she says. That's rubbish. They are very happy to talk about. They feel that people are judging their parenting skills, and if the child can't sleep, don't go out to help. But just look outside your window of your house and see, look at the lighting. I have one of those lamps about 25 feet from me. Professor Elphick helped launch a pilot scheme involving 40 families in Sheffield Children's Hospital Sleep Clinic in combination with NHS England and the local council, aimed at improving children's patterns. Imagine them arsing around like this, and the item, the offending item, is there beside the house. It's called LED lighting. It had, like, it's also been confirmed in Britain, well, in one, not by the government. A laboratory tested the milk in supermarkets. 2 hours exposure of milk in supermarkets under LED lighting kills all the vitamins in the milk. Right. It has now extended access to the across the city to helping 800 children a year. And this, because of this Professor Elphick again, spinning around in a circle. Jackie's daughter had similar treatment, though their conditions are more severe. At the clinic, the process begins with a long, detailed medical history, going right back to birth, as well as look at the child's sleep environment. For the twins, there was an important factor in understanding where the issues may derive. They've suffered with chronic recurrent illnesses and repeated hospital admissions. Well, that's lack of sleep. So their first few years have been pretty tough. Nurses at the sleep clinic helped. The family developed a strict bedtime routine for the girls. The hours before bed, we dim the lights downstairs, the TV, radio screens. Nothing about getting rid of the electronic smog in the house. Nothing. Then they go upstairs for a bath and straight to bed. We stick to exactly the same routine, even though it's the same wording we use when we say goodnight to them. It's about consistency. According to the NHS England, the scheme in Sheffield has led to children gaining an extra 2.4 hours of sleep a night when they're hardly sleeping at all. Well, they're probably collapsing due to total fatigue. Parents and carers have also reported their quality of life has improved. Sleep problems can be a particular problem for children with disorders such as attention deficit disorder, those who have been adopted, and those who have been experienced neglect or trauma. I mean, they're going into areas, anything but the cause, anything but the cause. I said, in the middle of the night, she says, he would be banging on the door, I would wake up, and he would come into my side, talking with a child who couldn't sleep. And showing a child here with electrodes all over his body, testing him. I mean, this is catastrophic ignorance on a shocking scale. And I know that Sheffield is a test bed. They've cut down 6,000 trees in Sheffield to facilitate 5G. And it is a test bed of torture, Sheffield. And I don't know what's wrong with the people that just don't take control of their own city, because they're being attacked on a shocking multiple level. But this story is in the BBC, and there's going on to say about all this medical examination. This child was diagnosed with parasomnia, a disruptive sleep disorder that can lead to night terrors, sleepwalking, and sleep talking. For Noah, this young child, it means he talks, shouts and screams, cries and laughs during his sleep. That is shocking. This is LED lighting and smart meters doing this. Absolutely the case. But, anyway, I'm part of a team of people taking action on this nationwide. It's taking a lot of time out of me, but we will win this one, that's for sure. And the entire project of fighting 5G, that starts in September, where there's a series of meetings in all the cities around the UK. So, shocking. And I come to John Whitehead in a minute now. The home equity theft, how a man's home was seized over $8.41 in unpaid taxes. And this story comes from Brittany Hunter Activist Post. For 3 years, the pair scrimped and saved in order to fix up the four-unit property. On the weekends, Romaldo would spend his days making an 11-hour drive from New Jersey to Michigan to work on the house, making the much-needed repairs himself. In addition to the small complex, the family had purchased a small home next door. The plan was to renovate and rent out each unit and then use that money to help remodel Romaldo to retire and move his family to the small home in Michigan where the rest of their extended family resides. Okay, a lot of background information here. Erica, who has seen her father work long hours and sacrifice to provide her family over the years, was happy to help her father buy the property. She was eager to begin building her own financial legacy and saw the property as an excellent investment opportunity. These plans were derailed, however, when the property was seized by Wayne County, Michigan in 2017 and sold to a private buyer, all because of unknowingly underpaid their tax bill by $144. While the father and daughter had been paying their property taxes diligently for each year they owed the property. In 2014, they unintentionally underpaid by $140. Neither knew about the miscalculation or the situation could have been quickly remedied. And without knowledge of this outstanding debt, the small amount grew as the county tacked on interest charges to the tune of $359. To be sure, when the interest was accounted for, the Penns family did owe roughly $500 in unpaid taxes to the county. County officials used this justification to seize, sell, and keep the $108,000 revenue earned from the sale of the property. In the American legal system, there is a maxim: the punishment must fit the crime. But when considered the small amount by which the Perez family underpaid their property taxes, this seems like a disproportionate punishment to receive. The government is allowed to seize property in order to settle a debt owed by an individual. However, it isn't allowed to take more than it's owed. And in the instance of the Perez family property, Wayne County kept every penny it earned from the sale of the property, a practice known as home equity theft. Fortunately, Pacific Legal Foundation has stepped in and on July 9th, announced that it had filed suit on behalf of the Perez family against Wayne County Treasurer Eric Sabri. Many of us have accidentally underpaid a bill before, whether we were distracted, busy, or simply not paying enough attention to the amount due. Accidents happen to everyone. Eager to get the full amount owed, most companies will send strongly worded letters or call incessantly until you cough up the remaining amount due. It's completely understandable as to why this should happen. However, if they tried to take your car away over the miscalculation of a few dollars, most people would be angry, and justifiably so. Okay, talking the bleeding obvious here. I just want to see what the conclusion was here. While he had paid in 2012 and 2013 property tax in full, he discovered that he had accidentally underpaid in 2011. When he made this realization and tried to correct his mistake in 2013, he forgot to account for the interest that had accrued on his back taxes. As a result, he underpaid by a measly $8.41. The county seized and sold his property for $24,000. Raphael never saw a dime of this money when it comes to outstanding debt. Just like private companies, governments are eager to get what it is owed. But that is a shocking story. And it said home equity theft in Montana. Michigan is not the only state guilty of using the practice of home equity theft. In Montana alone, the government has been known to sell private property for those who owe back taxes. Taxes to preferred private investors, a practice that has helped get the practice of home equity theft banned statewide a few months ago. Okay, they banned it in Montana. The 8-year-olds, well, they're going to have several other examples here. But this is going on all over the place. Again, what's residents' associations for? If the people want to be just kicked around like a parcel, seemingly they do. But anyway, come to John. We'll come up for a break. He'll do this after the bottom of the hour break. The Rise of the American Gestapo. But anyway, I mentioned earlier on about this testing of products that Mike Adams is doing with his laboratory. And it says nail polish users are exposed to chemicals linked to paralysis. Reproductive disorder study finds. And said most women like to indulge in a nice relaxing manicure every once in a while, which doesn't come as a surprise because, well, let's face it, who doesn't enjoy a good neck massage coupled with freshly painted nails? The nail trend is growing trendier as American women spend a whopping $768 million on nail polish in 2012, according to stats. Unfortunately, we are beginning to learn that what may seem as an innocent pastime poses more risk than many beauty lovers may have bargained for. A brand new study conducted jointly by Duke University and Environmental Working Group discovered the traces of toxic chemicals in bodies of women has recently paid their nails. 25% of polishes contain, here's the bottom line, it's a chemical called TPHP, and different. It was not listed on the label. This cancer-causing chemical, TPHP, that's the one I want to read out. And they go on to say, the study found that when women applied the nail polish with TPHP directly to the nails, the level of a biomarker of that chemical in their urine increased dramatically. Technically, researchers tested the women's urine for a chemical called DPHP, which is created when the body metabolizes. Okay. But again, nail varnish, they go into a lot of detail here. Deadly, and it names all the brands, etc. But that article is, it goes back to 2015, but in the search box of Natural News, if you go into nail polish and polish users exposed to chemicals. And there's one other article on the same time, 2011, the 10 worst chemicals in cosmetics in the United States is attached to that article. Okay, that's looking for a short article to read out before we go after the break. Fast food water tested for heavy metals. Taco Bell, KFC, Burger King, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Subway, and more. This is Mike Adams going after these organizations for selling absolutely crap pollutions. Anyway, we go to this break, and I'll read this article first one after the break. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to try to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. And recently I started having a nagging bicep pain and I couldn't lift weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend of mine, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals and cholesterol in the veins and arteries that may cause blockages. After 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and I'm back in the gym full strength. Find out more. Go to angioprim.com, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim helps promote cardiovascular health. Talk to a trained consultant, or you can call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-8221. That's 877-882-7221. This statement has not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the break. About the third hour. And an article here, Fast Food Water Tested for Heavy Metals. This is Mike Adams on deck, rampaging quite rightly on what all these companies like Taco Bell, KFC, Burger King, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Subway are supplying in their iced water. And he's saying, in our latest effort to test products for heavy metals and other contaminants, we recently acquired iced water from multiple food chains, including Whataburger, Jack in the Box, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King, etc., etc., etc. Using our mass spectrometer laboratory instruments, ICP-MS as they're known as, we tested all these water samples for heavy metals. You can see the full video revealing the test results on Brighteon.com. And he said this video is part of a new food forensics. If you go to his Brighteon.com, that's the equivalent of YouTube, which will not be deleted or censored. He has an ongoing permanent part of it called Food Forensics, and he's progressively moving through the food supply of America. And he said, you'll see posted now at foodforensics.com lots more videos. This is the same guy who tested the Tide washing powder and found 280 chemicals in it, most of which stay in the clothing that are washed after dry and then seep into your skin. That was Tide washing powder. He said, we didn't find any lead, mercury, cadmium, arsenic in the water supplies, but we did find surprisingly high levels of copper, a trace metal that's regulated by the EPA in drinking water. The EPA's limit on drinking water is 1,300 ppb, 1,300, We didn't find any water samples that violate the EP regulations, but we did find 351 PPP in Dairy Queen. We also found concerning levels of copper in water supplies from other fast food items. And he says these levels of copper can cause schizophrenia. A small amount of copper is necessary for good health, but too much intake over a long period can lead to serious neurological health problems. And he says that I mentioned in the video, most of these fast food restaurants are independently owned franchises, and because they're connected to local water systems, the results will vary. But he said, just because one Dairy Queen near Austin, Texas, has 351 parts per million of copper, doesn't mean that any other Dairy Queen wouldn't have the same results. It was high. And one of the most appalling levels was 5,000 in a probiotic PPP level in a Amazon sold probiotic supplement sold by Amazon. Mr. Jeff Bezos doesn't give a toss to me. He said he's also selling a Health Ranger food store a low-cost kit for testing your water. And he said we found that up to 800 parts per million of mercury in supplements. Wow. They are almost deadly level of mercury toxicity. And he said that the gender who mass-produced food supplements are full of chemicals. The way the kit works is that you put your food liquid samples into a vial and mail it back to him. We'll run your samples, etc., and send you the results. Okay. Very good. toxic water, poisonous food, GMOs, smart meters, LED lighting, and 5G coming down the pipe as well. It's worse than a war. It's worse than being involved in World War II or III or the American Civil War. I'm reading out what's going on right now. It's live and in color, as they say. Woo! Just truly incredible. But and another one, just briefly, then after the next break we go to John. It's a long article by John Whitehead. But U.S. police, this is on the RBN website, U.S. police routinely travel to Israel to learn more techniques of repression. And it shows two coppers training to do it. That when McKinney, Texas police officer David E. Casebolt brutally took down a teenager last June, he was using a form of martial arts called Krav Maga, in which he was trained the techniques in the Israeli Defense Forces. This is a small reflection of a larger reality that exists in USA law enforcement. One helps explain the brutality and militarizations that now characterize so many police forces. Since 9/11, cops have been traveling abroad to learn from one of the most repressive and dangerous state forces in the world, the Israeli military and intelligence apparatus. Political commentator John Miranda recently stated that police brutality is directly linked to the training some officers receive in Israel. Woo. He said, as for increased police brutality within the United States, I think this definitely can be pointed towards the Israeli training that the Department of Homeland Security is giving to all American police officers. All, right? Whoa. All these instances not just happening to African-Americans, police are literally being brutal with all Americans. At least 300 high-ranking U.S. sheriffs and police from all over the country, as well as the FBI, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agencies, have traveled to Israel to learn firsthand the most effective means of subduing populations. Isn't that just sweet? Okay, we go to the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, Before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the bottom of the hour break. This is the Barden Report, and I finally got to the article that I wanted to come to. John Whitehead, an outstanding writer, speaking and describing what it is going on in America, like it is. And the title of the article is "The Rise of the American Gestapo: Has It Already Happened Here?" by John Whitehead. And he starts off by saying, "Adolf Hitler is alive and well in the United States, and he is fast rising to power. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary of Treasury on the dangers of the FBI to our civil liberties. Despite the finger-pointing and outcries, dismays from those who are watching the government discard the rule of law at every turn, the question is not whether Donald Trump is the new Adolf Hitler, but whether the American people police state is now the new Third Reich. For those who can view the present and past political landscapes without partisan blinders, the warning signs are unmistakable. The deep state love affair with totalitarianism began long ago. Indeed, the U.S. government so admired the Nazi regime that following the Second World War, it secretly recruited Hitler's employees, that was Operation Paperclip, adopted his protocols, embraced his mindset about law and order, implemented his tactics in incremental steps, and began to lay the foundations for the rise of the Fourth Reich. Sounds far-fetched? Read on. It's all documented. As historian Robert Gellatley recounts, after 5 years of Hitler's dictatorship, the Nazi police had won the FBI's seal of approval. The Nazi police state was initially so admired for its efficiency and order by the world powers of the day. J. Edgar Hoover, then head of the FBI, actually sent one of his right-hand men, Edmund Patrick Coffey, to Berlin in January 1938 at the invitation of the German secret police, i.e. the Gestapo. The FBI was so impressed with the Nazi regime that, according to New York Times, in the decades after World War II, the FBI, along with other government agencies, aggressively recruited at least 1,000 Nazis, including some of Hitler's highest henchmen. All told, thousands of Nazi collaborators, including the head of the Nazi concentration camp, among others, were given secret visas and brought to America by way of Project Paperclip. Subsequently, they were hired on as spies and informants and then camouflaged to ensure that their true identities and ties to Hitler's Holocaust machine would remain unknown. All the while, thousands of Jewish refugees were refused entry visas to the U.S., on the grounds that it could threaten national security. Adding further insult to injury, American taxpayers have been paying to keep these ex-Nazis on U.S. government payroll ever since. And in true Gestapo fashion, anyone who has dared blow the whistle on the FBI's illicit Nazi ties have found themselves spied upon, intimidated, harassed, and labeled as a threat to national security. And I like this article I just read out earlier on, about if you're regarded as a conspiracy theorist, you should be arrested and locked up. As in the government's covert taxpayer-funded employment of Nazis after World War II wasn't bad enough, U.S. government agencies, the FBI, the CIA, and the military have fully embraced many of the Nazis' well-honed policing tactics and have used them repeatedly against American citizens. And says, help keep freedom alive, support our work. Indeed, with every passing day, the United States government borrows yet another leaf from the Nazi Germany's playbook. Secret police, secret courts, secret government agencies, surveillance, censorship, intimidation, harassment, torture, brutality, widespread corruption, entrapment, indoctrination, and infinite detention. These are not tactics used by constitutional republics where the rule of law and the rights of the citizenry reign supreme. Rather, they are the hallmarks of authoritarian regimes where the only law that counts comes in the form of heavy-handed unilateral dictates from the supreme ruler who uses the secret police to control the populace. I mean, that's what they're aiming for in the European Union, the supreme ruler. Tony Blair gets dizzy when he thinks about it. He might get that job. That danger is now posed by the FBI, whose laundry list of crimes against the American people includes surveillance, disinformation, blackmail, entrapment, intimidation tactics, harassment, indoctrination, governmental overreach, abuse, misconduct, trespassing, enabling criminal activity, and damaging private property that's just based on what we know. Whether the FBI is planting undercover agents in churches, synagogues, and mosques, issue fake emergency letters to gain access to American phone records, using intimidation tactics to silence Americans who are critical of the government, recruiting high school students to spy on and report fellow students who show signs of future terrorists, are pursuing impressionable individuals to plot acts of terror and then entrapping them. The overall impression of the nation's secret police force is that a well-dressed thug flexing its muscles and doing the boss's dirty work of ensuring compliance, keeping tabs on potential dissidents and punishing those who dare challenge the status quo. Whatever minimal restrictions initially kept the FBI surveillance activities within the bounds of the law have all but disappeared post 9/11. Since then, the FBI has been transformed into a mammoth federal policing and surveillance agency that largely operates as a power unto itself beyond the reach of established laws, court, and legislation. Well, the Bundy family in Clark County, Nevada, know all about that. Consider the FBI's far-reaching powers to surveil, detain, interrogate, investigate, prosecute, punish, police, and generally act as a law unto themselves. much like their Nazi cousins, the Gestapo, and then try to convince yourself that the United States is still a constitutional republic. Yeah, joke. Just like the Gestapo, the FBI has vast resources, vast investigatory powers, and vast discretion to determine who is the enemy of the state. Yeah, well, I wonder who carted off that body bag out of the prison of New York yesterday. Today, the FBI employs more than 35,000 individuals and operates more than 56 field offices in major cities across the U.S., as well as 400 resident agencies in smaller towns and more than 50 international offices. In addition to their data campus, so that's 900 offices in the U.S., okay, which in addition to their data campus, which houses more than 96 million sets of fingerprints from across the United States and elsewhere, the FBI has also built a vast repository of profiles of tens of thousands of Americans and legal residents who are not accused of any crime. What they have done is appear to be acting suspiciously to a town sheriff, a traffic cop, or even a neighbor. The FBI's burgeoning databases on Americans are not only being added to and used by local police stations, but are also being made available to real-time background checks on the NSA computer. Mega one out in Utah has everybody's details all and swept and hoovered up out of Facebook. And that's why Facebook was set up in the first place. All of this is made possible by the agency's regularly unlimited resources. Its minimum budget alone in the fiscal year 2015 was $8.3 billion. The government's vast arsenal of technology, the interconnectedness of government intelligence agencies, 17 of them all, I believe, and information sharing through fusion centers, data collection, intelligence agencies spread throughout the country and constantly monitor communications, including those of American citizens. Everything from internet activity to web searches to text messages, phone calls, and emails. Plus, they have a listening to your iPhone as well, an open mic intercept, which is available on those. Much like Gestapo spied on mail and phone calls, the FBI agents have carte blanche access to citizenry most personal information. Working through the U.S. Post Office, the FBI has access to every piece of mail that passes through the postal system. More than 160 billion pieces are scanned and recorded annually. Moreover, the agency's national security letter is one of the most many illicit powers authorized by the U.S. Patriot Act, allows the FBI to secretly demand that banks, phone companies, and other businesses provide them with customer information and not disclose those demands to the customer. An internal audit of the agency found that the FBI practice of issuing tens of thousands of NSLs every year for sensitive information such as phone and financial records, often in non-emergency cases, is riddled with widespread constitutional violations. Much like the Gestapo spearheaded surveillance programs, the FBI spying capabilities can delve into America's most intimate details and allow police to do so as well. In addition to technology which is shared with police agencies that allow them to listen on phone calls, read emails and text messages, and monitor web activities, the FBI surveillance boasts an invasive collection of spy tools ranging from... sorry, one second, just one pause. Okay, like cough button, it does work. In one case, the FBI actually managed to remotely program suspect's wireless internet card so that it would send real-time cell site location data to Verizon, which forwarded the data to the FBI. Law enforcement agencies are using social media tracking software to monitor Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram posts. Moreover, secret FBI rules also allow agents to spy on journalists, much like the Gestapo's ability to profile based on race and religion. Its assumption of guilt by association, the FBI's approach to pre-crime allows it to profile Americans based on broad range of characteristics, race and religion. the agency's biometric database has grown to massive proportions, the largest in the world, encompassing everything from fingerprints, palm face, into scans and DNA, and is being increasingly shared between federal, state, and law enforcement agencies in an effort to target potential criminals long before they ever commit a crime. This is what's known as pre-crime. Yet it's not just actions that will get you in trouble. In many cases, it's also who you know, even minimally, and where your sympathies lie that could land you on the government watch list. Moreover, as The Intercept reports, despite anti-profiling prohibitions, the Bureau claims considerable latitude to use race, ethnicity, nationality, and religion in deciding which people and communities to investigate. Much like Gestapo power to render anyone an enemy of the state, the FBI has the power to label anybody a domestic terrorist. As part of the government's so-called ongoing war on terror, the nation's de facto secret police force has begun using the terms anti-government, extremist, and terrorist interchangeably. Moreover, the government continues to add to its growing list of characteristics that can be used to identify an individual, especially anyone who disagrees with the government, as a potential domestic terrorist. For instance, you might be a domestic terrorist in the eyes of the FBI and its network of snitches if you, and they list them here, express libertarian philosophies, exhibit Second Amendment-oriented views, NRA or gun club membership, read surveillance literature, show signs of self-sufficiency, stockpiling food, ammo, hand tools, fear an economic collapse, buy gold or barter items, subscribe to religious views concerning the Book of Revelation, voice fears about Big Brother, expand about constitutional rights and civil liberties, believe in the New World Order conspiracy. Well, this is the total satanic belief system that they're installed there. Attack anybody who's conservative or Christian. That's basically what they're doing. Much like the Gestapo infiltrated communities in order to spy on the German citizenry, the FBI routinely infiltrates political and religious groups as well as businesses. As Cora Courier writes in The Intercept, using loopholes it has kept secret for years, the FBI can, in certain circumstances, bypass its own rules in order to send undercover agents or informants into political religious organizations as well as schools. The FBI has been paying geek squad technicians at Best Buy to spy on customers' computers. Just as the Gestapo utilized and militarized German police forces into a national police force, American police forces have largely been federalized and turned into national police forces. In addition to government programs that provide for the nation's police forces with military equipment and training, the FBI also operates a national academy that trains thousands of police chiefs every year and indoctrinating them into an agency mindset that advocates the use of surveillance technology and information sharing between local, state, and federal agencies, etc. Just as the Gestapo secret files on political leaders were used to intimidate and coerce the FBI files on anyone suspected of anti-government sentiments, have been similarly abused. As countless documents make clear, the FBI has no qualms about using its extensive powers in order to blackmail politicians, spy on celebrities, high-ranking officials, and intimidate and attempt to discredit dissidents of all stripes. For example, not only did the FBI follow Martin Luther King Jr. and bug his phones in hotel rooms, but agents also sent him anonymous letters urging him to commit suicide and pressured a Massachusetts college into dropping King as its commencement speaker. Just as the Gestapo carried out entrapment operations, the FBI has become a master of the art of entrapment. Well, the American legal system is an entrapment system. In the wake of 9/11 terrorist attack, the FBI only targeted vulnerable individuals, but has lured or blackmailed them into terror plots while actually equipping them with the organization, money, weapons, and motivation to carry out the plots. Yeah, Timothy McVeigh, that was the big one. entrapping and then jailing or deporting them for their so-called terrorist plotting. This is what the FBI characterized as forward-leaning preventative prosecutions, in addition to creating certain crimes in order to then solve them. The FBI also gives certain informants permission to break the law, including everything from buying and selling legal drugs to bribing government officials and plotting robberies. Okay, we go to this break and we might just get to finish this up in the last piece, okay?
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Okay, going back in for the last few minutes of the program today. I'll just finish up this article from John Whitehead, talking about the corruption of the FBI. In the wake of the 9/11 terrorist attack, the FBI not only targeted vulnerable individuals, but had also lured or blackmailed them into fake terror plots while actually equipping them with the organization, money, weapons, motivation to carry out the plots, entrapment, and then jailing or deporting them for their so-called terrorist plotting. This is what the FBI characterizes forward-leaning preventative prosecutions. In addition to creating certain crimes in order to then solve them, The FBI also gives certain informants permission to break the law, including everything from buying and selling legal drugs to bribing government officials and plotting robberies. In exchange for their cooperation on other fronts, USA Today estimates that agents have authorized criminals to engage in as many 15 crimes a day. Some of these informants are getting paid astronomical sums. One particularly unsavory fellow, later arrested for attempting to run over a police officer, was actually paid $85,000 for his help in laying a trap for an entrapment scheme. When and if true, history of the FBI is ever written, it will only track the rise of the American police state. It will not only rise track the rise of the American police state, but it will also chart the decline of freedom in America in much the same way that the empowerment of the German secret police traced the rise of the Nazi regime. How did the Gestapo become the terror of the Third Reich? It did so by creating a sophisticated surveillance and law enforcement system that relied on its success on the cooperation of the military police. The military, the police, the intelligence community and neighborhood watchdogs, government working for the post office, the railroads, civil service, etc., rumor, etc. In other words, ordinary citizens working with the government agents helped create the monster which became the Nazis, Germany. Writing in the New York Times, Barry Ewan paints a particularly chilling portrait of how an entire nation becomes complicit in its own downfall by looking the other way. And what it may be his most provocative statement, Johnson says, the most Germans may not even have realized until very late in the war even that they were even living in a vile dictatorship. This is not to say that they were unaware of the Holocaust. Johnson demonstrates that millions of Germans must have known at least some of the truth, but he concludes a tacit tactic, Faustian bargain was struck between the regime and the citizenry. The government looked the other way when petty crimes were being committed. Ordinary Germans looked the other way when Jews were being rounded up and murdered. They abetted one of the greatest crimes of the 20th century, not through active collaboration, but through passively denial and indifference. And that's the biggest trait I find in people here today in Britain, much like the German people. We, the people, have become passive, polarized, gullible, easily manipulated, and lacking in critical thinking skills, distracted by entertainment, spectacles, politics, and screen devices. We, too, are complicit and silent, partnering and creating this regime. And that's just about the end of it. When he says, instead, the American people have been given the boiling frog treatment. Yeah, that is true. The Constitution doesn't stand a chance against a federalized, globalized, standing army of government henchmen protected by a legislative, judicial, and executive branches. Okay. Well, anyway, it's the end of the program. As you say, we'll be back this time next week with the Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Option. This is the alternative media, exposing government.